This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Harriet Rose Show with Nozza. Harriet is
a great start.
It's a great strong start, and that's what I was going for. I'm just trying to find
Noz, what you usually do is you say hello and welcome to FUBAR Radio. My name is Noz.
I haven't introduced you yet, Eddie, so you can't go.
No, I was telling you how to do it.
Well, thank you, but Harriet isn't here. She's gone to Glastonbury, and now she needs to relax a bit after Glastonbury, so she's going to Ibiza. So Abby's just saving the day. I can't. Yeah, anything in my headphones still. My first day on the desk, don't know if you can tell.
There you are. Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
It's proper sounds. Now you can hear, see?
Yeah, but we still don't need to hear myself to know I'm talking.
I need to hear that, just for reassurance reasons. How are you anyway, Eddie?
I'm very well.
Thanks for joining
You're
me today.
You're welcome. It looks like you need it as well.
My co-pilot, yeah. You know, just as a distract from me. Lots of great guests on today's show.
By the looks of things, yeah.
I spoke to Sam from Breakaway earlier. We're going to listen to a little pre-record with him. We've got Gianni from The Witches. We've also got Martin Luke Brown and Young Native in the studio. Young Native are going to play us a little song later on.
Very exciting.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. Shall we start the show with a little song?
Yeah.
Basically, it was sunny the other week, so we thought we'd do a sunny theme, and I won the last request, so I won with this song. It didn't get played, so I'm going to play it now. Mungo Jerry.
That's power.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah.
A little bit of Mungo Jerry there, Eddie.
Love a bit of Mungo Jerry. Not enough people called Mungo.
There's not, is there? I think I got that CD in a World Cup CD, and I think France World Cup, free of a paper.
Cool story, bro.
Oh, wasn't it good though, that story I just told you? One thing I forgot to mention is me and Eddie are going head to head with Last Request this week.
Yeah,
both picked a song. The theme was pre-drinking. The reason why is because we're going away on a little working holiday. What? It's just work.
It's not a holiday. It's work.
It's work
because we've not got enough time there to start messing about with anything.
Okay, well, it's more like a working in a holiday place, like working in Butlins without the jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Could say that.
But I've actually done quite a few gigs in Butlins, and let me tell you now, it goes off.
Does it?
It's mental. You end up in jumping jacks at the end, and it's, you're in a hole till 5 a.m. in the morning.
Well, we've both picked a song for Last Request, and the theme I've got put forward was pre-drinking. And the choice Eddie chose for this was none other than...
Party hard, let's get a party going.
Do you want to give a little spiel of why people should vote for that?
I just think it's a great tune, do you know what I mean? You can't listen to that without wanting to smash your head for a ceiling or window or anything. Do you know what I mean? It just wants to grab shit and go crazy.
Yeah, I went for... I went for that because it reminded me of younger days pre-drinking.
Did you pick that song after hearing my choice? Because like you did.
I already had it written down. I was texting
you, really?
You and you were having your meal. I rang you up. I was like, Ed, and you're like, having some food.
I feel like I've picked a wicked song from the 2000s and you're just copying my vibe.
I think mine's pre you.
I think if it was, it was probably only a year. This is Kerrang! TV days.
Abby could check that out for us and we could find out, which I think is at least 4 years.
No,
I think
100% not. 100%
well, we can make a bet on it. We can make a gentleman's bet.
All right, £10?
£5. What is the bet? The outline of the bet?
Well, you're saying 4 years. Ooh. I'm saying it's less than 4 years between them two songs.
3 years. I'll take £10 on 3 years.
£10?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Little shaky. So, Ed, Harriet's not here. She's off enjoying herself in, soon to be Ibiza. And Mr. Dearly, Mungo Jerry, that goes out to Harriet. Though she has a little game she likes to play with her guests. Well, we like to play with her guests.
Okay.
And I wanted to play it with you.
Kiss Chase.
Yeah, no. It is called...
Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Right.
So, basically, it could send you off to a little island... Which is a horrible island. It's just rank, right? And we're going to give you one terrible song that's going to plague you for the rest of your days. So what's the worst song that we could leave you on that little island with? It can be you hate it because you've heard it too much, or it's just, every time you hear it, you just hate it.
Yeah.
Anything that...
See, this is when you get asked a question on the spot and you've either got to lie and just say an answer just so it doesn't get too boring, or you think about it and sound really boring in the process.
I feel like you've overthinking
it. Yeah, so first and foremost, something like Umbop come up by Hanson. And it's not because I don't like the song, I just feel like it get a bit monotonous over and over again.
To be fair, I think that's a... bloody banger.
No, don't get me wrong, I really enjoy it, but I'm just saying the repetition of bop,
so as soon as you do that, everyone's got a little groove.
Not all day though, every day.
Yeah, all day, every day, it might get a bit.
But saying that, any song would get boring all day, every day.
Yeah.
Except for Lovable Rogues album, this and that. I could listen to that on repeat.
Talking about Lovable Rogues, that's where people probably know your best is from, your days in Lovable Rogues.
Yeah.
How was that?
Good fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not bad, thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Have a good show, Ed. Bye.
See you later, Noz.
In terms of coming into the spotlight in that kind of way, through, obviously, Brindle Talent and whatnot, would you say that's advisable? Did you think...
This is
I'm interested.
Radio question 0.101. Okay, so it's Noz's first show, first question. Got something from a talent show. Would you recommend it?
No, but as in, like...
to be fair, everyone needs a platform, do you know what I mean? And no one cares about your journey. They just care about where you get to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So everyone's different. And it worked for us.
Sure.
I'm not saying it'd work for everyone, but it did work for us. it depends what you want, really. But again, every person needs a platform, and it is a good platform if done in a way that it's going to help you out. So I won't knock it, nor will I stand here and say it's faultless. It, like many people, done very well. A lot more haven't done so well. Take from that what you will.
Okay, yeah, I'll take. Just so you know, I owe you £10.
Thank you very much.
It was
back of the net.
Well, how about
I'm going to say there was like a year in between.
Well, should we do this?
No, I've already won £10.
If you can guess the year, make it 15. If not, we'll quit.
No, I'm not doing
that. We'll do that. We'll do that. And that's fine. I've got a fresh new game to play with you as well.
Is it as good as the last one?
It's even better than that game. It's even better because it's more chatting, more opinionated, which,
okay,
which, you know,
cool.
You've got a lot of opinions and you like to talk a lot. So just finding the little ditty that we made. Jingle! And this is where you cover for me, Ed. I thought you were professional.
All right, so you're on FUBA Radio, aren't you? Yeah, would you recommend that?
Yes, I would recommend that.
Good stuff. What you actually want me to cover for?
Just
game. Hit or
shit. This is where we're going to take some new songs and we're going to discuss what we think about them. We think they're shit or a hit.
Ooh,
okay, so we're going to start off with this one.
Well, it was a pound in the swear pot straight away.
Yeah. Do you know? Could you tell who that was?
Nice little melody going on there. No, I can't tell who it was.
It's Blondie.
Was it really?
It really was.
It was a geezer.
Nah. Do you love me yet? Fucking prove it. Okay, I can kind of.
Sounds like a geezer.
Sounds a bit like Billy Idol.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Don't. It's someone who. In a drag world, maybe, but a geezer nevertheless.
So what do you think of that song? Do you like it? Do you think it's... Would you listen? Want to hear the whole thing?
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. I was in... it sounds, like, fresh, if that makes sense. And I mean that in a nice way, considering, you know, when people come, like, almost legacy artists, and they know they can sell records, whatever, so they just do one for the hell of it, and it sounds a bit like they've just willed them out.
She still sounds a bit edgy. I mean, she swears straight away in it. But
yeah.
I mean, that's from a new album, Polonia. It's her return in album.
That's one of my many nicknames. The Polonia.
Are we going to go with hit?
Hit, yeah.
Hit?
Let's take the swearing out. There's no need for it.
Come on, Debbie. You don't need to swear. You're Debbie. The next one is...
Cool, that'll get you dancing in the car.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, that's a vibe.
So that's straight away
that's a hit.
That's Maggie Rogers with Alaska.
Very nice.
I like that.
Nice name as well.
Maggie Rogers.
Well, no, that Alaska.
Alaska's.
Not that Maggie Rogers isn't nice, but I like the name for the song because it sort of pictures all sorts of it.
Blues.
It paints a landscape.
It does.
Take from that whatever you want.
I shall. Straight on to... Baby, now there's a lot of people in the crowd, but only you can dance with me. So put your hands on my body and swing that crown for me. Baby. I mean, for me.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, but like, when I first heard it, I thought, right, this is one of them guys that, like, he's at uni or whatever, and he's a loser, but you give him loads of money, and this is the sort of song they would release.
I can see that.
But the more you hear it, I can't deny that I find myself singing along to it.
Really?
Yeah. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Your analogy of it is bang on. Giving the dude loads of money and seeing what he's going to come out with, and he would come out with that straight away.
Yeah, but it's in its own respects, like, I'm a big fan of, like, them sort of people, so go for it. So it is catchy, you can't deny it's not catchy.
But catchy doesn't mean... Herpes is catchy.
Hey,
doesn't mean we like it.
That's been in his locker since the first episode of FUBA.
But that's, I mean, for me, that's shit. And I think if you say hit, then
yeah, no, I'm not going to
question yourself.
I don't know, like, but I must admit, I didn't know when I first heard it. Yeah, I did think it was shit, and it's just a bit of a nothing thing. But then the more I've heard it, I've kind of found myself like moving my shoulders a little bit.
Okay.
So, and my hips, and if you're thinking about Shakira, at the end of the day, hips do not lie. So, am I going with my brain or my hips? I'm usually going my hips.
I think it's a bit of a grower, but nah.
It is a grower.
We're going with shit.
You can go with shit. I'm impartial.
No, you're going with shit as well, mate. We all are in here. Here's shit.
Maybe a little dribble at the bum.
There you go. That's the level I was expecting from you, Ed. That's why I got you on it. So yeah, that the other one is, sorry. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. It's definitely not going to be in the club, but that's the one that's on there. So there's a new artist called 50 Cent. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. With money, I got the ecstasy in the taking drugs. Hit or shit?
I think it's potential.
Yeah, I think he's got a bright future for a while.
Yeah.
Probably be in a movie.
No, it's not a bad tune, that one.
No.
I think it's got legs.
Abby's just coming to check on in on me.
Oh,
to see
how many times is this going to happen today?
It's going to happen a lot.
What's he done this time?
Have I missed? Is it? Am I wrong?
It's because he's slagged off Liam Payne, so the One Direction online team just start messing with your equipment.
Yeah, it's fine.
They get through your proxy.
Through your proxy. So Ed. This is the real banger. Well, I don't know if it's banging it. We have to discuss that. I feel afraid, lost at sea, and the stars don't look so friendly. Be alone in the spaces, not as cool as in the movies. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, it's there.
It exists.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
It's definitely a thing. It's
got some nice sounds going on. I mean, yeah. It doesn't
wow you.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel any which way, but I'm not bored by it at all.
Could you imagine it? This is what I'm imagining: a Peugeot advert driving around as if the car's on the moon.
Yeah,
and you're not really taking the music in because you're more listening to the voiceover.
I just feel like both your games are designed to be negative.
Oh, they're not negative. They're hit or shit. You can say hit.
Yeah, but even implying that they're like, do you know what I mean? It's all about creativity. Is about positivity.
Yeah.
And both of your games are designed for people to slag off people.
They're not.
And it's not very nice.
You can sing their
because
praises.
This guy, he might not make the Peugeot advert, right?
Power Club.
But that's not to say that the next song won't be an absolute banger.
I'm not saying the next song won't be a banger, Ed. All I'm asking you is the song in front of you. Do you like it or do you not like
it? Yeah, I just don't like the idea of this game. It's not very nice.
It's not a very nice game.
No, so I think it's a great song. Top marks.
Hit. That's what I wanted, Ed.
And I think Liam Payne's song is a big tune as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's come on, let's promote the positivity. I can't say positivity.
I don't have words for you, Ed. Next song we're going to play is Seasons 8 AM. The Grant, the singer of this band, is going to be co-hosting next week. Maybe he'd be more inclined to be bitchy with me.
Maybe.
Who knows?
It's a hit. Well, it's the first night. We've been working up each other for so long. And we can go all night. But we know it's not the time and place to show. I know we've done it all before in the dark. But nobody else knows. No.
I'm dreaming, and you feel like you're done. Well, I feel like I'm dreaming, and you feel like you're done. So can we hear the? So can we hear the flame?
That's Seasons with 8am. Bloody lovely bunch of lads, Seasons.
Great sounds, good lyrics.
What else could you want?
Right, it's a yes from me, Nozza.
I'm glad, Ed, I'm glad. I wanted to check something with you, Ed.
Go on.
Because, you know, I like to...
Get it out, then.
I like to learn.
Hey.
I like to learn about you.
Okay.
And I thought what we'd do is ask you a few questions, but questions you had been asked many moons ago in a previous interview, and see if you're the same guy.
Have you actually went through this much effort?
We'd have.
That's nice. Right.
You know, so I say we have rather than I have. I want to see if you're still the same Eddie Brett as you used to be.
Okay, interesting.
You might. These questions were quite weird, so you might remember the interview. But we'll answer truthfully now, and I'll see if you're the same guy. All right. So question number one was: give us your best cutting insult.
Your mum.
That is what you said. If you had to eat another celebrity to survive, who would it be?
Oh, I remember this.
No, don't say... You're saying who anything now. You don't try and be like...
Oh, who would it be if I had to eat one?
Yeah, well,
I remember
guy.
Saying something rude about, like, implying by eating...
Yeah, we don't have to go there.
Yeah. And who do I really like? Do you know Lily James?
Nah.
She's in Downton Abbey and she's also Cinderella.
Okay.
I think she's absolutely like stunning and gorgeous.
This is to survive. It's not
and
to
intelligent.
Be,
she's just lovely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Would you rather lick a nostril or an armpit?
A nostril.
Nostril. It's not going to taste much different than your nostril. A nostril is a nostril.
Is that what I
said? That's how you talk.
Right, it's true.
There you go. So you said, hypothetically...
Right.
If Harry Styles was coming on to your little sister, what would you do?
I would let him, because I don't have a little sister.
No, but if you did, hypothetically, Ed, it's in the question.
Then he's a nice guy. He's got loads of money. Crack on, mate.
To be fair, you said on this, I would say, Mum, Dad, why didn't you tell me I had a little sister? I don't have a sister. But if it was my brother, I'd say, go for it, mate.
True.
I like that, Ed. You're still the same guy.
Cheers, mate.
Would you rather have a head of a fish and the body of a human, or the head of a human and the body of a fish?
Head of a fish, body of a human.
You're great. Your response back then was great, but go on. Not building you up too much.
Oh, God. Just living in the shadow of a previous life. It would be a head of a fish, body of a human, because... like at least you can still do stuff and you can be like the fish man. You're still a fully fledged human, you're just known as being the fish man. Whereas if you've got a fish body, you can only live in the sea, and I don't think other fish would pay you that much attention, because people swim in the sea anyway, so you're not that weird, whereas no one walks around with a fish face.
That's true. You said, do you live in water, was your first response, and I said, no, you can live on land. And your response is very similar to what you just said then. But you're a fish, so you can really get anywhere. You can't really get anywhere. I'd have a fish's head, because then you could live a normal life. You just got a fish's head. I think it'd be quite cool. Everyone would be like, hey, it's the fish head, dude.
It's true, yeah.
So
I am the same guy.
I think you're the same
guy. He's still
guy.
There, man.
He's still there.
I've reconnected recently.
Yeah. When I first started knocking around with you, Ed, which is a while ago now, I used to live in a boat.
I did, yeah.
How did you find living on a boat?
Used to get pretty wavy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I loved it. Yeah, really good fun.
Do you miss the boat?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I shouldn't have sold it. You shouldn't sell things, man, because then you get disposable cash in your bank account and it just goes. And then you're like, where's that gone? And I've got nothing more to show for my boat than just not having a boat anymore.
Mm.
Whereas I had a boat before.
But you said living on the boat because it's, you know, you'll be pull up somewhere, but it can be quite a, what's the word?
Confined space. Yeah, yeah, but like having a boat, does you don't have to live in it all the time.
True.
You could just keep it somewhere and go out on the weekends. And that's the aspect of it that I do miss. And do I wish that I had to do it at that moment in time? Because it, my life is cool, man. I'm really happy with how it's all been going. So, but then now I kind of think like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done that. It would be really cool to still have my boat.
And what's the name of your boat?
Mrs. Bojangles.
And why was that?
It's just what it's called. It was called that, and it's bad luck to change a boat's name unless it's out of water and you have to burn. There's all sorts of pirate rituals behind it. You have to like burn every piece of paper with the name on it ever. Or otherwise it's bad luck.
Really?
Yeah, and you don't really want to fuck with the river, man, or the sea.
That's crazy. No, no, I like that boat. We had a little video on the boat, didn't we?
We did, yeah. And we went for a little ride.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nice sunny days as well.
It was.
It's wicked fun, man. If anyone listening, I'm sure there's like two people, know anyone with a boat.
Get a boat.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily get one. Just know someone who has one, and then you can go and do all the fun without the boring stuff behind it. Like, I went across the Thames, right? My mate Jimmy come with me. He had a day off from his estate agent job. Bought cans of gin and tonic. Loving life. I was like pooing my pants because we're going over the Thames, like past Big Ben, past MI6, like under Tower Bridge and stuff. Like you got to be sensible in these scenarios. But he didn't have a clue about boats. Just loving life, drinking his gin and tonics, waving at all the tourists.
So what's the rules about drinking sailing?
The thing is, there's not actually. Like, I don't think there's set rules for it because who could police it? Do you know what I mean? You can only have laws for things if people can police it. And what, you're going to have a policeman standing on the...
Just like, in case, yeah.
The River Tyne or whatever, like, checking people.
Yeah, and it's a long process to pull over a boat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because you travel at, like, 4 miles an hour anyway. Mm. I think what it is, it's not a lot of damage you can do with your boat on the rivers. On the River Thames you could, because that current's so strong, it could just pick you up and take you wherever.
Yeah.
But when you're on just a normal canal, it's like you're only going 4 miles an hour, so worst case scenario, you hit someone at 4 miles an hour.
True, and also you kind of got like the padding around the sides, a bit like driving a bumper car, isn't it? A bit. So like if all cars had those on them,
called fenders.
Fenders.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called a fender bender? If you crash.
I guess so. Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Do you don't need a license to boat, do you?
You do, but it's like a fishing license. How it's like you have it to be on the river, not necessarily to say you're a good fisher.
Hmm.
Oh, are we boring? I could talk about boats all day. I love it.
New music show, just talking about boats. But I thought it was very interesting.
Cheers, mate. Generally, you could sit me here talking about boats.
I'm very intrigued by the whole thing. It's like when you think, oh, that's Eddie, he lives on a boat. And like when you look at houses prices now, you look for buying a house, you see loads of boats, and then you're like, could I do that?
Yeah, I don't think you should compare them because they're different. If that's your only reason to do it, you'll be in and out. You have to have the other aspect of like up for an adventure. It's a very proactive lifestyle and you've got to be up for that.
Sure. Well, we're gonna play a little song now, and then when we come back we should be speaking to Gianni from the Witches.
Fantastic.
So we're gonna play a little bit of Franco Fraser's new track Trouble.
Oh, it's a tune.
Learn things that nobody taught ya. In the deep end, keep treading water. Kill or be killed, lamb to the slaughter. Judging the life we live by what passes by my front door. Already had more than a few for the road, still I could do with one more. Relax, take clues with one draw. Smokers run for your life, your lungs sore. But if you ain't here to enjoy yourself, tell me why you come for. Got so late that it's almost early. Screamed out loud, nobody heard me. Telling yourself it's alright, you're good. Keep up, keep on moving forward. Your manners, mate, and watch out who you're talking to, 'cause it might be a lot of trouble that you're walking to.
into, cause it might be a lot of trouble that you walk into. Black clouds in grey skies, drip drop raindrops on drain pipes. More for you, if you break and you make a mistake twice. See really change hands, hold no future if you never made plans. Head in the clouds, everybody so high, I'd be surprised if anyone lands. Got three left, I'm 21 cans, front door step, my head in my hand. Learn first hand how I hate it, when the heart of gold gets tainted. What do they do if you just stand up, all good intentions? Go no bad, but don't look for a way out of this one. Come on my son, just man up, white transit through that banner. So mind your manners, mate, and watch out who you're talking to, cause it might be a lot of trouble that you're walking to. So mind your manners, mate, and watch out who you're talking to, cause it might be a lot of trouble that you're walking to.
The trouble, guys, the trouble's in my life.
Cause it might be a lot of trouble that you're walking to. So mind your manners, mate, and watch out who you're talking to. Cause it might be a lot of trouble that you're walking to.
Fubar Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Apparently, I've got a handsome penis. It's not just nice looking, apparently it's actually handsome.
Yeah, but then, if it's too handsome, she's going to be more interested in that than your face.
That's the plan.
If she didn't give you, like, some affection in the face.
No, wait. Just talk to me, like, to my face.
Oh, God, I wish you paid me attention sometimes.
She's always sucking my dick.
Said absolutely no male.
Find him. Bring him in.
I know he's out there.
Oh, God. This is the most I've laughed on any show.
Honestly.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That's Franco Fraser with Trouble there, and we're going to be speaking to Gianni from The Witches. Hey, Gianni, how's
Hello.
It going?
Hey, man, how's it going?
All good, thanks, mate. How's things at The Witches camp?
Yeah, good, man, good. Just been in Brighton this week doing some demos for the new record, so,
awesome.
Yeah.
And you played at... You played the Isle of Wight Festival recently. How was that doing? How was that?
It was really good, actually, yeah. We kind of clashed with the Arcade Fire, but it was still good.
You sound like many reserves behind that answer. We want the real, the grit. You're keeping something from us.
It's just like...
What did Arcade Fire do? Are they a bunch of wallies?
Nothing. No, we were on a totally different stage. It was good. We just had a really long drive that day, that's all. But we had a good time.
And people a bit of a ferry as well.
Yeah. I don't mind that ferry too much.
I love a ferry.
Right, yeah. It's all right.
As long as it's not to the Irish Sea, that one's crazy.
Man, we did that on the way back from in November, one of the last dates in the Jamie T tour, man.
It was literally sick flying
7 hours. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
No, man, I remember waking up on the chair and just seeing, like, little kids just being sick all over me and shit. It was mental. Sorry. And you can't get angry because it is what it is. Everyone's in the same boat, quite literally.
You can't even get pissed, though, which is a horrible thing. Because usually if you're on a flight, you just think, fuck it, another beer. But there, it's not going to stay down.
No, that's very true. You bloody witches always looking for the next chance to get pissed, eh?
We ain't as bad as you think.
So I was going to ask, because I first saw you guys playing in the little venue in Cambridge at Portland Arms, like, quite a while ago, and it's the first time I've seen you guys, and I thought the whole stage presence and the music and everything was very striking, and I was like, because I thought maybe it's because it's quite a small, condensed venue, but then I saw you guys play at Leeds Festival, and it was still very much the same calibre. Do you enjoy playing smaller places, or do you prefer the kind of festival, bigger stages?
Yeah, good question. I think we definitely shine a lot better. Like, I think, you know, we still do good with these small shows because people want to come and they want to see some like heavy and sweaty, and they want to have a mosh and they want to throw their beers around. And I don't think that's like you can get a kind of like the same vibe at a big venue, but big shows are still cool, but you know, they're a lot more nerve-wracking. Like, but the small ones, you just get on, you do your thing, and like everybody has a good time, and I think it works a lot better for us. But we don't mind either, really. But
yeah, no, definitely. I mean, as I said, seeing in the small space and the bigger space, it's still got felt the same kind of impact as both venues. But you and Christian used to be in a band back in the day called Crooked Canes.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, you look back on it, it's like embarrassment and whatnot. I was going to see, is there anything, do you see any Crooked Canes in The Witches now? Like, is there any kind of, you see any tweaks of it within there, or is it completely been squashed?
Yeah, I don't really see that in The Witches anymore at all. Like, it's changed so much, and it's changing even more now. Like, I just see it getting a lot more mature. Christian's like you're getting older, and like we're all getting older. It's like, you know, there's still a lot of heavy stuff there, but it's just getting a lot more melodic and a lot more chilled out. But you know, as I said, there's still some heavy ones there. But you know, you just got to let it evolve naturally and try not to dwell on, you know, how you want things to sound and just let it happen.
Yeah, well, so in terms of like maturing and like growing with things, even with the music videos with Seaside, that's a lot more polished kind of style to it, and obviously it gets a bit mental towards the end there. Could you explain to people, if they haven't seen it, the general gist of the video, if you can put it into words?
That was kind of strange. We met John, and John really wanted to work with us, and we there's no way in hell we'd be able to look like afford doing one with them. And then, you know, we kind of reached an agreement, so we really wanted to work with him. And you know, John put a lot of his time and a lot of his studio into it, and we really appreciate him. Like, he's a really good guy, had a really good time. So I see that as being like more kind of like his vision for what he thought of the song and stuff, and like we were really happy with it. But yeah, it's definitely more polished.
Yeah,
but I see that as like John's vision, and like it was cool to actually go to a video shoot and know what you were doing.
Sure.
Usually a Witches video shoot is get as much money as you can off the manager, then spend it on booze and fucking weed, get hammered, and then see what happens.
Yeah. No, it's
that's usually how our
sound like you
work,
need a bloody Asbo.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think the video, because the CGI and everything like that is crazy. Like, I showed someone the other day, and they were kind of, didn't know what to expect, and then they're like, what the hell's going on? It's definitely something, a memorable, like, video, and it definitely sticks in your head.
I mean, I'm glad we did it, but we've just done a new one actually for something that I'm not really allowed to say about. But that has definitely gone back to the old vibe, old Witches vibe, and like we're already like happy with that as well. But yeah, you just got to try new things out, and yeah, I like how I still like I'm trying to get John involved in another thing that we're doing that I can't really say much about. But
yeah,
well, I can't you talk like about it? Is he slagging off Arcade Fire again?
No. We're doing a Halloween show, and we're trying to get John to make some like robotics for us. So like, I'll probably go meet him this week and have a chat with him about it, see what he can do.
Nice.
He is. You should go to his studio if you ever get a chance to go and check out. He does stuff for like those BBC wildlife programs where they make the otters, and they cover them in pheromones, and they put cameras in them, and the otters think it's real, and they like. They go into the pride and stuff, and they're part of the pride, and they find out about, like, you know, their behaviour.
That's crazy.
The shit that he makes in there is fucking insanity. Like, you just wouldn't believe it.
That's great. Yeah.
Maybe we could get the otter on the show one day.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Gianni, we play a game on the show which is entitled
Desert Island Dicks,
where we basically ask the guest, we're going to throw you on an island, you're going to be by yourself, and you're going to give them the worst song ever, which can be played out for eternity. You can speak on the behalf of the Witches. What would be your desert island dick?
The worst song.
Yeah, the worst song ever.
Oh, fucking hell. See, I know one straight away has come to mind, but I don't know if I can really say it.
Go
I don't
on.
Want to start a war.
Well, we've found that you're not very hard to interrogate, so you might as well just tell us now. Say the bullshit.
No, fuck you. How about you two talking? How about that? On repeat.
Wee!
Wee! Nah, probably something like... I'm trying to think. you know, you put.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I want to know what your immediate thought was.
What immediate thought?
It could be a song that you just play too much. If you want to do it in a nice way of saying.
Give us a clue of what it sounds like.
No.
I nearly got you there.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Okay, well, I'll give you a clue.
Eddie knows it.
Brighton band. Royal
Blood. No, you got it wrong. Not there.
That is them, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it could be them.
See, you don't like Royal Blood.
They're nice guys, but I don't know.
If you,
he gets played a lot, to be fair.
If there was a cliff and you had Royal Blood and Arcade Fire standing next to each other, who would you rather push off?
I'd never push anybody off a cliff, man.
Yeah.
One of them.
I'd jump off it.
You'd go yourself.
Gianni, it's a really small cliff and it just goes into the water. It's more fun, if anything.
probably Arcade Fire, because they'd be really pissed off with, like, they dress quite well.
Arsehole fires.
Yeah.
It kind of works in a way. All right, Gianni, we're going to play Seaside. Could you just introduce it for us?
This is Seaside off our second record, All Your Happy Life.
Thank you, sir. Lovely talking to you.
Safe. Bye, boys. Take care. Nice one, babe.
Bye.
I said, like...
Presents
Ian Boltsworth.
I just want to check the lyrics for CPR. What's CPR stand for? Cum, penis.
Well, read it to us now.
Yo, dick brick hard like a medal. It's got three holes for it like a pretzel.
I got three holes for it like a pretzel.
Yep. Mm.
Yep.
Tight as a virgin boy. Don't get me nervous. Mm. Tight. I'm here to serve you customer service, right?
Right.
I say dick by giving it CPR.
Please don't do that. Like, please don't blow into it.
Put my mouth on it like CPR.
But CPR is blowing.
Every Monday.
Ian Boldsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Oh God, I'm clean out of air in my lungs. It's all gone. Played it so nonchalant. It's time we dance with the truth. Move along with the truth. Sleeping through all the days, I'm acting like I don't see every ribbon you used to tie yourself to me. But my hips have missed your hips, so let's get to know the kicks. Will you sway with me? Go astray with me. You're the queen of the weekend, ain't a pill that could touch our rush. What will we do when we're so in a dream with a fever? Bet you wish you could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're so? These are the games of the weekend. We pretend that we just don't care, but we care. In a dream with a fever, bet you wish you could touch our rush. Closing my teeth around this liquor wet lime. Midnight, lose my mind. I know you're feeling it too. Can we keep up with the rules? The bodies all through my house. I know the story by heart. Jack and Jill get fucked up and possessive when it get dark. But my hips have missed your hips, so let's get to know the kicks. Will you sway with me? Go astray with me. King, queen of the weekend, ain't a pill that could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're so? I'm in your dream with a fever, bet you wish you could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're so? These are the games of the weekend. And that we just don't care, but we care. I'm in your dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our brush. With us, oh, dancing with us, oh, you be dancing with us, can you feel it, can you feel it? Dancing with us, us.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
And we're joined in the studio of Young Native. How you doing, guys?
Yeah,
we're cool.
Just swinging the stools out. So, Sean, last time you were with us with Franco Fraze.
Yeah, Franco Fraze. Yeah.
How was your evening that night? Because they're planning to go.
It was a bit messy. Yeah, we did a bit of a pub crawl in Camden.
Yeah,
and we did invite you, but you didn't tell.
I couldn't go.
But it was good.
Tell his energy was very much for a messy evening that night.
Yeah, exactly.
And I saw like on Twitter, it looks like you guys are going to be doing something with Franco.
Yeah, man. This summer we've got a couple of dates sorted.
Yeah,
out,
we're trying to basically sorted out our own little tour kind of thing.
Awesome.
So that's what we're kind of like pushing forward. So we've got about four or five dates booked in already.
Oh, nice one.
So yeah, it's cool. Looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, and it's good, boy, with Franco.
Yeah.
tonight you guys are playing a show?
Yeah, O'Meara in it's just outside London Bridge. It's It's about 5 minutes walk away from there.
It's owned by the Mumfords and Sons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Marcus, is he called Marcus?
Yeah, the front man.
The front man, Marcus.
This looks nice.
Should be cool though. We're playing alongside our mate Matt Wills as well.
Oh, sweet.
It's like his headline show. I think Devlin's going to jump on stage as well for a little appearance, make a little cameo.
Happy days.
Should be cool.
Happy days. So, what else has been going on in the life of Young Native recently?
Trying to get an EPR that's been around for like a year.
we're still grinding away at it. Yeah, basically we got took into Warner Studios and got a load of free studio time and stuff from that. So tried to put an EP out, but we kind of slacked off a little bit from
We treated it more like a writing session.
Yeah, it was a bit. Yeah,
so, oh, thanks for the studio time.
We're still trying to get that out. But it's coming out. It should be coming out hopefully on a small, like an indie label, within the next couple of months.
We've been saying that for the whole year, so it'll probably be another year.
Believe us now.
Oh, we've got that recorded now, so we'll play that.
Yeah,
out.
that's gospel.
Is this your first EP?
No, it's the second.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be second EP. Yeah, and then we put a single out as well just before called Great Escape. Yeah, I think that was a track actually that I played with Frank on
last
time.
Yeah, it was the chorus for that year.
Yeah,
after
your
1 minute
sick, man.
I saw the video.
You get a few nice snogs in that video, didn't you?
I don't know why.
Was that your actor? Was it your missus or was that just
no,
like
it wasn't.
A fortune?
I did know her.
It was for the night though.
Did she?
No. I never said that.
How did that come about? Because me and Nozza are off to Magaluf next week for some filming, and he hasn't seen the full script yet. How do you wangle in a little snog?
I don't know. I think you know what, we kind of originally I wasn't going to do it. I said it, and then we didn't want to get some random person. And you know, it's kind of awkward when you're trying to direct people.
Oh yeah, please don't snog me. Don't snog fit blonde.
You got the looks.
She's quite fit.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah. We were really hungover actually. Me and Sean had gone out the night before, and I don't know how we did it, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, we pulled through. Done about fucking three or four train journeys.
It's a long hour.
About
long
three different bars. It was basically a bar crawl, but we filmed it all. And then the shot where Tristan dives into a swimming pool, like, we did that about a week later. It was like pretty much December, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was,
you know, you see people
cold
with the silver.
Yeah,
like,
if you
got to
get hyperthermia, that was him.
Yeah, no, I was fine.
Yeah. So Young Native's like the collective, right?
Yeah, it was just
Young Native, band, yeah. But obviously we're a band, yeah. So
didn't fancy the plural version.
No,
it just sounds a bit like, I don't know, really.
It sounds too much like more than one person.
Yeah. It could be one person, it could be, but obviously then when we play on stage, like, it's a band. It's just a group of four lads, and that's what we do.
A few months ago, you guys played Sofa Sounds. How was that?
We played that like fucking three times now, I think we've played that. But it's really good. It's a cool platform as well. Let's get your music out on that. I think Franco's done that as well. We've done it a few times,
Is it quite strange doing a gig where, because everyone shuts up and actually listens? That's the best part, man.
Yeah, like, when you start playing shows, the worst thing is nobody listens and they just stand there and they talk shit while you're trying to play. And what was really, like, really good was just people sat there and had come out to watch live music. Do you know what I mean? So for us, that was great.
Like, I think the best thing is about Sofa Sounds is that no one knows who's going to play on the night. So it's amazing,
Yeah, so you get a really eclectic mix and you don't really know what you're going to get,
You get to see the disappointment in their face.
We saw that.
They
didn't like it at all.
I watched it last night. It's brilliant, man. That's why I wasn't sure if it was like the singular thing, because I was thinking, how the fuck's he managed to get like a tight band together like this, and then it makes sense that it's your thing. So that's wicked, because I was thinking that must cost a shitloads of money to get all these people.
It's funny that you mentioned tight, because
we're really not tight at all.
We've been together like just over a year, so people say we're really tight, and we're just like, when they say that, we're like, we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a good compliment. Yeah.
Well, the sound, it can be a bit looser, a bit dirty, so I think you get away. Yeah. We'll just keep doing what you're doing.
So you guys are gonna play us a little song, and then we'll have a little more chat, and then we'll play another one after. So what are you guys gonna play?
It's a new track. It's actually unreleased. It's called Deets. It's about meeting a chick and giving her all your details.
Nice.
2, 3, 4 My mind's on to war. Would have ever fought. Almost out the door. Fickle freckle suit. Hey, tell her don't waste my time. And yeah, you know that I'll get worse, man. Like the devil for I saw her. Stick with her, we ignore her. Man with a plan now, stick up your hand. Stood ready with a bricks and mortar. Tell her don't waste my time. Yeah, you know that I'll get what's mine. So I'll wait. Cause she not wearing anything anyway. So I'll stay. Drop a pill and take a chip anyway. So I'll wait. But I think you freckle so hey. Love the way you walk. Wish your body would contour you out. Stay. Drop a pill and take a chip anyway. Get up on south, are you running on my tours? I ain't about for my boys, but I wish I was. I tell her don't waste my time. Yeah, you know that I'll get what's mine. And now my heavy heart skips. So no question, should I do the dirt? Pick up your phone and flirt with a bird. Let go of your girl and do I saw. Tell her don't waste my time. And yeah, you know that I'll get what's mine. So I'll wait. Cause she not wearing anything anyway. So I'll stay. Drop a pill and take a trip anyway. So I'll wait. But I think you freckles you hey. Love the way you walk. Wish your body would contour you. I'll stay. I'll drop a pill and take a trip anyway. 2, 3, 4. She says to me and I leave and I cannot stop breathing. Home I'm gonna keep bleeding. Yeah, my girl, she gonna be retrieving. Where the warehouse we meeting? Stuff in the plug I'm peeking. Giving you my deeds and I'm giving you my. She says to me and I leave and I cannot stop breathing. Give me gonna keep bleeding. Yeah, my girl, she gonna be retrieving. Where the warehouse we meeting? Stuff in the plug I'm peeking. Giving you my deeds and I'm giving you my deeds. She says to me and I leave her. I cannot stop breathing. Oh my god, I keep bleeding. My god, she gonna be retrieving. Where the warehouse you meeting? Stuff from the plug I'm peeking. Giving you my deeds and I'm giving you my deeds. She says to me and I leave her. I cannot stop breathing. Oh my god, I keep bleeding. Yeah, my god, she gonna be retrieving. Where the warehouse we meeting? Stuff from the plug I'm peeking. Giving you my deeds and I'm giving you my. I'm giving you my deeds. She says to me and I leave her. And I cannot stop breathing. Oh my god, I keep bleeding. Yeah, my girl, she gonna be retrieving. Where the warehouse we meet? Stuff in the plug I'm peeking. Giving you all my deeds. And I'm giving you my details.
Cheers. Yeah. Smashed it.
Thank you.
Well, lads, we haven't got a whole lot of time, but we want to ask you a question. Basically, me and Eddie had to pick a song for the last request of the show. Only you guys kind of cast your vote on it in terms of the vibe was pre-drinking, so we both picked some songs.
Goodbye.
I'm not going to tell you who picked what, but we kind of went a bit old school with it, so this is one of the choices. The other choice is...
The fuck was that?
One.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
That one.
Done.
Done.
Who the fuck picked that first track?
You
know, you've not heard of Andrew WK?
Who?
No.
Let's get a party started. Let's get a party started.
One of us know who that guy
is. Shit band.
Is that
anyway.
You, man?
Fucking shit guitars. Shit sound.
I love shit guitars.
We're going to play your song Sunset. Can you guys throw it to us, please? Have you just introduced the song?
Yeah, cool. So we've been Young Native on Fubar Radio. Thanks for having us. And this is our track Sunset.
Yes.
Cheers, guys.
It's mad when you can buy cans of lager for 25p. That's fueling violence on our streets and causing mayhem in our accident and emergency units and damaging the health of the country.
Between your two, man, you're a disgrace.
don't care about anyone else anyway. Drink your drink, man, you're a disgrace. Won't have it any other way. Tripping up a liquor, you can't move any quicker. You try to move your feet, but they stick to the ground. You dance around and you sing the songs that you say would bring us swimming. Out on the town, smoking fire on the rats. One too many cops has brought down your pants. Joe's got his hand right there where you want it. Before you know it, you wanna cost a bunny. So drink your drink, man, you're a disgrace. Don't care about anyone else anyway. Ooh, you could be the sunshine, baby, yeah, that's what they say. Ooh, you could be the sunshine, baby, yeah, that's how they go. On outside, I came in, so you're inside the town. I'm the fool, ain't so one of you, put two on that. Champagne lifestyle on a lemonade budget. And if Jack thinks he's getting some, I can stop it. As if I have to, we shout out our peace. You're just hanging on that stood on a who on this earth, let alone in this town, would be with you anyway. So you're still going down. Pick your head up, man, off the pavement. You've been punched in the face, you've had a rearrangement. They pick someone on the scene and they're after a statement. Get a taxi to Queensway to follow where Jade went. Rose will be beat, kids on ears, and he's a laid back guy. Call him Steezy Steve. Kick a chin now, son, in your head up, please. You're ever blazing, even though it makes you wince. So drink your drink, man, you're a disgrace. Don't care about anyone else in the room. You could be the sunshine, baby.
He's got a lot of money.
Now I hate you, you slow bastard.
Well, I hate
bastard.
You. I hate you.
Have you ever
paid
any attention to anything that's been happening?
I guess not. I think I must have misread all of those signals.
I guess you did.
Ooh, you could be the sunshine, baby, and that's what they say. Ooh, you could be the sunshine, baby, now that's how they go. Ooh, you could be the sunshine, baby. Sitting up suburbia and you sweat through. You dance around and you sing the songs that you say within everything. It's 5:30 and you watch the sun setting up suburbia. You sweat through. You dance around and you sing the songs that you say within everything.
Hi, I'm Mabel and you're listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Radio presents
Sticky Blood.
Cool. Toddlers here.
I know the Americans like are onto like the UK music, but I've seen a lot of like comments from Americans saying we need this in America.
But all eyes on England right now.
Mm. Even Protégé was saying last night he feels like the UK is the centre of music right now. It's not even America. I feel like English people look at America for inspiration, but those same people that we're looking at are looking here for inspiration.
We didn't always know that though. Yeah, that's a two-way thing, I think.
And it's been going on for a while now.
Well, the Beatles, like One Direction, look at all the genres. The British music thing, it's like brings a lot to the table. And it always has.
Every Monday,
Sticky Blood
from 6 PM. FUBAR Radio.
That was Sugar Bowl, the new one, Mother Maker, and we're joined by Martin Luke Brown.
Hola.
Welcome, sir. Did just see you in the toilet, and I thought, here's him, but I'm not going to say hello in the toilet. So I just washed my hands as well. I didn't know if you saw that, and I thought, he's going to think it's piss. So.
No. I'd rather see you washing your hands than just come straight in.
That's true. Well, I appreciate
it. Well, at least there wasn't like urinals downstairs. It's strictly cubicles, so it weren't like you had to stand next to each other admiring one another's pieces.
Yeah. That's true. That didn't happen.
Maybe that would have been a good icebreaker, though, man.
It would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're cool. It's nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Straight in there. We're comparing pieces. So, Martin.
Just for the record, though, we need to come up with an answer. Let's put another £10 wager on it.
Nah.
No?
I'm already £10 down to you, so that is all.
I reckon you got a tiny dick.
Really?
Nice bit of girth to it, though. That's why you got a girlfriend.
Okay. We'll cut that. There's not really many rules, Mike. You can say what you want, really. So, Eddie's.
It's a great start.
Just turn Eddie's microphone down there. So, yesterday, Into the Yellow came out on YouTube and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right. And how? That's fun.
Yeah. Man of many words.
the video with the jellyfish.
Enjoyable. Yeah.
What kind of jellyfish is that jellyfish?
I don't know, but apparently it's an Australia.
I thought it was.
So an Australian one. If jellyfish speak, he's got an accent.
I spotted jellyfish. I enjoyed it. It was a very kind of. It's more like not really. It's a visual, isn't
sort
it?
Sort of. Yeah, man. I just kind of made it and I zoned out and I had a great time making it. So. It's more for me.
Or it should be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is Into the Yellow? What's that mean? What's the song kind of about?
I don't know. I do know. That's a lie, isn't it? That's just what people say on their nose. It's I don't know. I think it is about just a bit happiness, I think. That was kind of what it was meant to be about. It was about just, I'll just sort of stick around until you're happy. And then I'll do one. Nice. That was the idea.
Yellow being the metaphorical colour of happiness.
Yeah, and blue being sad. And they're kind of, I've got this sort of on-running theme of like blue and yellow, so it's kind of like the whole, happy, sad border thing.
So why the jellyfish?
Because he's yellow, yeah. And the sea
in
is
a
blue.
World of blue.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Synergy.
Synergy.
Simpatico.
Yeah. I like that. Like that.
So that's that. I mean, it's pretty vague, really, isn't it? I sort of found that clip of a jellyfish and just thought it was rad. So
run with it.
Yeah,
swim with it.
You can kind of you can justify anything, really, can't you? If you analyse it enough, which you just did. So
which you did.
What's next video in the pipeline?
It's actually a chick dancing
in custard.
No. Just in like a green screen that I've changed to blue.
I was going to say,
when you say chick, are you talking about a yellow chick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And he's really like, he's super cute and fluffy and stuff.
So you're proper running with this.
The yellow thing.
I'm totally all about that. Nice. I'm basically just getting animals to look like they're dancing. That's it. I spend most of my nights just looking for stock footage of cute animals. But again,
they have to be yellow.
Yeah.
Preferably quite small.
Yeah, it's quite hard actually. It's quite a niche thing, isn't it? How many yellow animals are there?
Mm. Once you've done. Yellow jellyfishes and ducks.
Jellyfish wouldn't be my first port of call, so I think you've done well there because you've kind of.
But they're see through, so you must have just.
But this one is.
I might do like
swam past the yellow coral.
I was thinking of like a banana, like peeling almost in stop motion and then kind of doing itself up again and then open it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a banana that looks like a fruit in bloom.
But if you're going into fruit, you've got lemons to play with.
Yeah, if life gives you lemons.
Let's see.
Make a video out of it.
Yeah, make them dance and something.
But yellow, that's the happy colour. So why would it be saying if it gives you lemons?
Doesn't
really work, mate.
I think it works.
Yeah. Well, I found a flaw in
the
situation.
I love lemonade, so I mean, I'd be happy with lemonade. I saw on Twitter you were discussing with your fans what the best service station.
TiVo, man, isn't it? Have you been?
I've never been. I always go to Blythe. I don't really like it. It's really shitty Blythe. Burger King.
Man, T-Bay is it's the tits.
Is that the one it's on the way one. Out of Scotland?
Yeah. It's sort of like if you go from Manchester to Glasgow.
Yeah.
I don't know what
definitely.
What
does it have a carvery place there?
No, it's just all eco-friendly and it's got like a big
stuff.
Pond to like look at whilst you're eating your dinner.
Yeah, that's nice. Time, yeah.
And see also you actually get a dinner as opposed to like a sandwich or KFC. Yeah. So no,
totally.
I'll spud you on that one.
So can you both have been on the road with tours and whatnot? How is diets on tours? Do you just go, fuck it, I'm on tour, I'm just going to eat shit? Or are you careful with what you eat on tour?
I think you start like that, don't you? And then after 3 days, you think, fuck it.
I put on shitloads of weight. But with weight, you don't realise you're putting it on until like you see someone like 2 years later and they're like, fuck me, you got... And you're like, have I? I'm wrong, as your boobs start sweating and... I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Yeah.
But it's food. It's service station food and unlimited alcohol for free. Yeah, and they're just not a good combo, man.
Man, booze is like, it's a currency for musicians, isn't it? It's like, you obviously get a bit of money, but then they're like, oh yeah, we've got your crate as well. So you have the whole crate just to feel like you get any money for
it. Yeah, I'm not leaving until I finish every can.
Yeah.
Just, we used to take a Sports Direct, like, big Nike holder with us just so we could just clean it all out. Because
The rider.
You probably don't want it, but you go around your mate's house with, like, 24 bags of Walkers and a couple of 2 litre, like, bottles of Coke. They're your best mate again. It's happy days.
Yeah. Sorry, I've been on the road for 3 months and not spoken to you once, but I've got you loads of beer.
Yeah. I've got your diet coke and some sandwiches. They're a bit hard.
Rock and roll.
Only the shit ones as well, like Plowmans and stuff.
I had a quick fire diet quiz round I was going to do with you. But are you a vegetarian?
Hit me.
You can say
I fluctuate.
Okay, I've got two options anyway.
Don't eat octopus.
No.
Jellyfish.
Or jellyfish.
Yeah.
No, strict no jellyfish.
Jellyfish and ice cream.
Diet.
For breakfast.
Hey.
Yeah. See that, guys?
Hey.
That's me.
All lemon. Right.
So you're on tour, you're a bit knackered, you go into a service station, and I'm going to give you two options. It's quick fire. You can't think about it because it's going to be really tough. Scotch egg or pork pie?
Scotch egg.
Lunchables are one of those dodgy homemade sandwiches they kind of have.
Lunchables every time. Yeah.
Fish and chips, you know, the canteen ones you get.
Yeah, or shit mushy peas.
Okay, or KFC.
Oh, that's hard, man. Because KFC's got the gravy, isn't it? KFC, I think.
This is the veggie options. The Burger King chips or an avocado-based salad from Tost.
That sounds pretty rad. I'm really ashamed of myself for picking the super middle class option.
That's all right. That's fine. A Waitrose melon medley, or a bag of fruit pastels.
Melon. If it was any other fruit, I would have gone for the fruit pastels. But melon is
melon
fucking
medley
good, isn't it?
It's a nice little, just phrase and a word to like that together.
It just sounds better than bag of fruit pastels. So you've been arsehole to
a bag of fruit pastels.
Stick.
What did
a
you
baton.
Say?
Oh yeah, I like a baton, a tube. Tube of fruit pastels. So in terms of passing time,
this is golden stuff.
In terms of passing time on tour, have you got any like the long journey? I mean, in England the journeys aren't overly long, I guess, but is there any like ways of passing the time?
Well, I did this tour with Jack Garrett and we did Europe, so and luckily I was on
just pick up that little clang out of his
name.
Oh yeah, just drop that in there. But so we like went around Europe and stuff, and luckily I was on his bus. But yeah, there was hours and hours. And we sort of had this internal Netflix thing. I don't even know what it was called. And I watched loads and loads of really dark documentaries about like serial killers and sort of thing.
Like, have you seen Keepers?
Yeah, creepy, isn't it?
It's horrible.
But I love it, man. I love like finding out about those nutters.
I do, but it's still like I try to save money for the day, and I was like, I'm just going to watch Keepers, the whole series, in one day, and I was so sad.
And does that put you in a really blue mood?
I go on stage and out comes the yellow man.
That's nice.
The yellow man. we play a game on the show called
Desert Island Dicks,
where we send you to an island and it's a horrible island. It's rank
with loads of dicks or
covered in dicks. No,
it's a
covered
the
in
name's
dick.
Got nothing to do with the game. It's not even a good game.
The name is the dick is. You,
I've heard
you,
it three times this game and it's not got better.
You're like, left, Eddie. Just turn you down. So basically, you're left with the worst song, your least favourite song of all time, and that's going to be played for eternity. So you have to pick your least favourite song.
Oh, least favourite song. Oh, man, that's a question you really don't get asked often, is it?
No.
I think something Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
What's the one with it?
And it's not that they're bad. It's almost that they're so good that you want to kill yourself.
I just can't get you. That one.
Yeah, that's definitely what.
Sorry, I'm back in the room.
Because you can't get that out of your head even when it's not playing. Nah. So when it is playing.
That's a good choice. A solid choice.
I like that. What would you guys pick?
I went with Hanson and Mbop, but.
I like it.
It's not a serious game. It doesn't require serious answers. It's not fun, so it don't need to be a funny answer.
So, I picked Erasmus in the Shadows was my pick.
I forgot that even existed. Yeah. It was a song.
But it's a ranked song.
In the Shadows.
You're back in the room, Ed.
Good stuff.
There you are.
I like that
positivity.
Song. I really liked him, and they were like... They were just like a random hymn band that sort of come out of nowhere.
Were you quite into Jackass?
Yeah, man. I was a massive grunger when I was younger. I don't know if you used to hang around with grungers, but it was almost like the more popular the band you liked were... The more mainstream you were, so yeah. It was cool to listen to terrible music.
POD,
no, but they're quite mainstream. Child of Bodom and stuff like that. They were music.
Yeah. That's but like in food, isn't
yeah,
it?
But Pod, they were what was their song?
I feel so alive for the very first time, and I think I'm fly.
Yeah,
nice.
Nice.
Real Big Fish. I used to like a bit of Ska.
Yeah,
Less
were.
Than Jake.
There you go.
That's quite a good
brass impression.
It was good.
Yeah. Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah. He's full of them, isn't he? Full of them. Anyway, Mark, we're going to play your song. So could you introduce us to your track, please?
Do I say my name?
Is this your song?
I hope so.
We're going to play
I'm not Lee Brown. This is puzzled. Erasmus. No, this is Into Yellow.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
He looks so scared.
Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Hello.
Martin stayed with us and we're going to do a little bit of...
music, news and reviews.
Bye. That's Hannah Whitten. She's recently left the station, so I'm just saying goodbye to her.
Oh, has she? Why'd she leave?
She just didn't like the idea of you coming in, Eddie, and giving her the big one.
Oh, fuck her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Is it a good show? Nah, I didn't think
I'm sure it was. Sure it was great.
Nah, I heard it was awful.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. I heard she got axed.
She didn't. She didn't leave.
I'll pull the wrong thing. So, in news and reviews, we're going to be talking about Glasto chat.
Nice.
Any of you guys watch any of the live footage from Glasto?
Yeah. Radiohead. Let's play Glastonbury table tennis. Radiohead.
Chic.
Foo Fighters.
Jamie Cullum.
Ed Sheeran. I'm out.
15 now.
What's the two Northerners? I watched them as well.
I watched Royal
Blood. Liam Gallagher.
No, yeah, yeah. Are you Royal joining Blood in with the...
Royal Blood?
Yeah.
Over there.
Oh, what are they called?
It's my Royal Blood.
Car racing. Car racing. It's two Northerners to like a straight beat.
Oh, Sleaford Mods.
Sleaford Mods.
Sleaford Mods?
Yeah, yeah.
We had them on the show not too long ago.
Did you? Mm. Oh, nice. They're interesting characters.
Sleaford Mods? Mobs. Mods?
Mods. With a D.
Mods. Mods. Bit of Katy Perry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry.
What do you think about Katy Perry?
Well, here's the thing. I used to love her. I've got a poster of her up on my wall. And
still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she sort of goes on about feminism and stuff. And then she comes out like in video shoots wearing nothing and being all slutty and shit on like interviews, and you think, well, come on, girl, like
she's got the right to be slutty.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Feminism doesn't mean oh, you have to wear a suit and not show anything.
Maybe
yeah,
she's but deliberately it's just, doing it. Like, to I don't prove know.
She just
point.
Reminds me of someone. I don't know. Just says one thing because it's trendy, does like well everything else anyway.
Heard of the expression people bound around with the word woke? If people are woke, yeah, she claims to be that, I'm not a fan of Katy Perry.
I've got her on Instagram, and it's very intense.
My housemate had a great Katy Perry analogy.
Go on.
So he was saying like Katy Perry is like a really sugary treat, right? That all these kids just absolutely fucking love her. They're like, oh yeah, give me the sugary goodness. Two albums of like pop goodness. And then all of a sudden, she's come out with this third album trying to be interesting, and she's just like, oh, here's a spinach and ricotta salad. And kids are just like, no, fuck off. Give me the sugar, man.
But are the cool people that like the risotto and salad, are they now like, oh, yeah, some of that?
Or oh, God, no. It's Katy Perry, isn't it?
Like, she is
they're
fit.
Like, no.
I think she's fit and she sings nice.
Well, there you go. That's why she's on your wall.
Yeah, but she does look like she'd be bloody annoying in person. Do you know, it's very like 110 all the time. I'd like,
yeah,
you know, like I'd like her to sing your song. Just like
she's welcome,
be nice and chilled.
Go on, Katy, take it.
She's got
take
a lot of pep to her, isn't she? Very peppy.
I don't know what that means.
Just a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah. But she's cool. Well, I'll tell you one of my favourite moments of Glastonbury. I don't know when Liam Gallagher was on, and it panned to David Beckham, and he was just in the zone, and he was just there like miming the song and like bopping his head about with his eyes closed. It was so much passion. It was a lovely moment.
Mm. Have you seen Brooklyn's photography book or any pictures from it?
Not yet.
As in he took the photos?
Yeah, he took the photos. Just I think it's sort of, they've not been touched up or anything like that. He just takes some photos in a little like journal.
Who hasn't been touched up?
The photos haven't been touched up. Just taken them. He hasn't doctored them at all. He's just taken it. He's released it recently. It's been mixed reviews. I've seen some of them. They're right. They're nice. Black and white.
Yeah. I love the Beckhams, but I've started following them on Instagram, and it makes me a bit sick.
Yeah?
Like, they've obviously got a PR team controlling it all, and I was like, oh, I love you, Dad. Oh, I love my son. And it's all like, oh, give it a rest, mate. Like,
but maybe they just...
You hate that. Each other. Yeah. Let's be honest.
It's not real, is it? It's like they just must get a text in the morning saying, oh, it's your dad's birthday tomorrow. Put a picture up about how excited you are.
Yeah,
about
the
it.
PR team reminding them that it's their dad's birthday.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall on the Christmas dinner. Victoria's just sweating. Oh, God, David, put the roasts on. He's like, oh, fuck off. I can imagine it's like that.
Maybe.
I reckon they've got a chef.
Well,
I would.
But then the chef, it's his day's ruined, isn't it?
That's true, yeah.
I don't know.
Double
man.
Bubble, breakfast,
I'd,
Christmas.
I'd put some roasties on for Did David Beckham. Yeah, no problem.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, hit me up, man. I'm do some banging roasties. Like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm prefer mash, not a big roasty guy.
What, for Christmas?
Just you have both, don't you?
That well, if you as long as you got both as an option, I was just thinking, just mash. That's don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that one.
Bread boiled sauce. Potatoes are an abomination.
Yes. Oh, nah.
Yeah, what new potatoes the worst.
Yeah. What a joke.
That's yeah, when you know at school they used to like mix up the potatoes every now and then, just so it's not constantly potato waffles.
Where's smash?
Or the smiley faces.
Oh, smiley faces. Yes. Fuck,
you know, yeah. Yeah.
But then new like potatoes would come along one day and you'd be like, oh, fuck. So you get that old granny by the throat and just start punching her.
Yeah, I did that regularly in year six, yeah.
Did you ever have like big meatballs that just come out of like some sweaty boiling water? And
memories.
Yeah, and we used to have chocolate pudding with like shitloads of icing and sprinkles on, and then the equivalent of like a white cake with all like the white icing and the different coloured sprinkles. That was sick. Did you have that?
So back to music. what do you guys think about Ed Sheeran's set? Did you see it? What are your thoughts on Ed Sheeran?
I don't know where to start with that guy. It's a whole kettle of fish, a can of worms, or a kettle of fish, a kettle of worms, and a can of fish.
Yeah, yellow fish.
Yeah,
in a blue can.
Jellyfish.
I don't mind him. I think he personally I don't think he wants to be in everyone's face all the time, but it's just that's the way it is. So I think people are obviously going to get kind of a bit meh.
Yeah, I was just a bit like I really like him, but I was a bit underwhelmed because I saw like Foo Fighters the day before and they put on a bloody show. Like I'd go as far to say it's like the best rock and roll show I've probably ever seen. And it was sick, and it like they mixed it up. They had covers going on, and it was like a full rock and roll show. And then Ed was sort of like, well, I've seen it with him do it at every other live concert I've ever seen him do, so yeah. It didn't feel, you know how most sets at Glastonbury feel special and it's like a real moment to just that moment.
You could have been a V with Ed.
It could have been, yeah. Well, he'd done it before, like was it last year or the year before, and he during the day, and it was amazing then because I hadn't properly seen it, but now that I
think the thing's just like everyone knows that he's really good at his guitar now. He's got to that level of fame. It's just like spend a few hundred quid more and get some fucking musicians on stage.
Yeah, bring a mate on.
Yeah,
who does Jesus. Stuff and yeah. I was expecting someone
to
walk out.
I think
out.
He knows his capabilities. We said this as well. I've had this conversation. I think he sells himself really well, doesn't he? So if it's just him with a guitar, people are like, "Wow, it's amazing for a guy with a guitar." You know
but
what I mean?
He tried.
But if he was with a whole band, you'd be like, "Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's all right." No, you just be like, it's all right, innit? I feel like his selling point is that him and a guitar.
Yeah, the loop pedal. He says that everything's done through that, so it's not backing tracks, it's all through the loop pedal.
So even if people don't like it, they're like, oh, fair play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Hugh Stevens, it was really funny, actually, when you're watching it on the Glasto thing, even after he'd finished, Hugh Stevens just literally like, that was Ed Sheeran. Ooh. Yeah, fair play to him. That's all he said.
He's done very well.
And you're
well.
Just like, God, that's not good, is it? I mean, like, he's obviously, he's a mate, you can't take saying it away. He's a very clever man, but you don't want people saying, fair play, do you? You want people saying, wow, that was amazing.
He did bring people out, didn't he? The tambourine people and all that.
For one song,
the
was
tambourine
it?
Yeah. people.
The triangle guys and the tambourine yeah. man. Yeah. That was just for one song, though, wasn't it? And then everyone's like, oh, maybe it's that. Then they leave again. It's like, come on.
Mm.
I like Ed Sheeran, but yeah, I think for Glasto, maybe it wasn't the right choice.
I was expecting a few special moments, and yeah, I didn't feel like I got that.
What yeah, bring Taylor Swift out or something.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in her. And are they friends?
And Katy Perry, yeah. They're definitely friends, like, now. No, they got to be. She doesn't have bad blood with me. Like, she's.
Hey, there you are. He's back. What do you think about old Corbyn getting up there? A lot of politicians do a lot of speeches there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
hard to not watch it and feel a bit like emotive and think like, yeah, power to the people. But I also think he's just pandering. He's got this audience and he's just it's very political. Do you know what I mean? He's going to go to everything now that have got kids there and just be like, yeah, I'm the man of the people. Wee.
And Jon Snow was, what did he say? He said, fuck the Tories and some picture. Jon Snow.
Oh, nice.
So they're obviously just got this press at the moment, good press, gaining some voters, and they're just running with that, and it works. So yeah.
I think the best thing about Jeremy Corbyn is that he's old.
and he's not right wing, innit? He reminds me of my granddad if my granddad was nice.
Just because he's an old man. Is that literally it?
No, but it's just so refreshing, isn't it? I think people get so bitter as they get old, and yeah. He's just like such a hopeful man, and yeah, he's probably going to die in the next 20 years, and he's got still got so much hope in him. Yeah. And you're like, oh God, I love that. It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Even if you don't agree with his politics, you still like him.
He's likeable,
and that's
yeah.
a nice thing. Whereas on the flip side, with Theresa May,
she's not even.
You can agree with her politics and still not like her.
She looks like the head of the witches and the Roald Dahl. You know,
it's not fair to talk about people's aesthetics as a subject about them, unless it's Kate Perry and you say I like her because she's fit.
Yeah, so I mean. Theresa May, I think it's very hard to like or stick up
yeah,
for.
Yeah, well, she just doesn't talk like a normal human being. Like, you'd ask her a question like, do you like jam sandwiches? And she would explode.
Mm. Oh, she'd run for a wheat field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Did you see that flag at Glastonbury? That was fucking great, wasn't it?
I saw one for Wenger out as well. I question these flag holders. I think you got to be some sad bastard to spend your whole... pre-Glastonbury printing off of a flag... You then got to like get it there, and then you got to carry it all day, waving it about, and then it's not even that good, is it?
You'd be knackered by the end of the day carrying one of those.
And what are you hoping for? Literally, just to say like, oh, that's my flag
on TV.
That's me. That's my flag. And this, yeah, all right, mate. Jog on.
But I'm glad someone does it because I'm not gonna.
It does look cooler when they do the big wide shots. You see all the flags and everything like that going on. It does make it look cool, like the flares. Yeah. I mean, you never bring a flare along.
I guess it's like when you go to the football and people put flags out over the stadium, and I question like who puts the effort in to do that as well. It's people putting effort for these things.
Do you ever see that in football stadiums? You know where they have like a giant flag and it looks like it's covering about 300 seats. I always see that and I wonder, aren't there people sitting in those seats that are like covered in flag that can't watch the game?
The club sort that out. And it gets passed
around.
Maybe
like 100 quid for a ticket and they've just got a giant England flag covering their eyes.
Alright guys, we're going to play a little song. We're going to play a Manchester Orchestra with Alien.
Wonderful.
The lights were low enough, you guessed. You swapped your conscience with your father's medication. Limped from Rome to Lawrenceville. And on the way wrote out a self-made declaration. When you got to Pleasant Hill, you forced the traffic to erase your family demons. I made a pact with you and God. If you don't move, I swear to you, I'm gonna make you.
Thank you.
hospital food, there's never enough medication. The doctor asks about your ears. He said your mom said you were made from a revelation. A revelation never scares. Your fear came from your drunken dad, a pair of scissors.
Manchester Orchestra with Alien,
one of my favourite orchestras.
They're one of my favourite bands, so if you want to talk bad about them, fuck yourself. Thank you, Martin, for coming in. It's been a pleasure chatting with you and, you know, sharing your thoughts on potatoes and all things yellow.
To conclude, you fuck new potatoes. Yeah,
ditto. Potatoes. I think it's all agreed. Lovely. New potatoes going into room 101. I think this potato chat's got like 5 minutes more leg.
Earlier on, I got to speak to Sam from Breakaway and had a little chat, and let's hear what he had to say.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio with Noza.
And I'm joined by Sam Balland from the band Breakaway.
Hey, how's it going?
All good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Not bad. Enjoying the cold Australian winter of 11 degrees.
That's not cold. This is real cold. You have to come over here.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the English summer, isn't it?
Yeah. What time is it over there, Sam? Because obviously you're in Sydney.
It's 11:30 at night.
Oh. So you think you're hard staying up late, do you?
Oh, I'm struggling.
Sam, so to give the listeners a bit of background knowledge, we met many moons ago at a house party in a garage, and we bonded over Blink-182 and Green Day.
And probably underage drinking.
Yeah, there's some of that. I was going to ask you, are you still very keen to call your son after the singers of those bands?
Wow, okay. I didn't realise that you... So you're, I'm presuming you're referring to Billy Thomas after Billy Joe from Green Day and Tom DeLonge from Blink-182?
I am, yeah. Sam, I have a little rap book where I keep all these dirty secrets about people and bring them up on radio interviews.
Fantastic. Thankfully, I've known you for such a long time.
So you expected that. How's everything going in the Breakaway camp at the moment?
Yeah, it's really good. We just released our debut album a couple of weeks ago, and I think on Spotify it's already clocked 250,000 hits already, which is, for a little band from Australia, that's pretty good.
No, it's awesome, yeah. I mean, you released Lions a little while ago, and that's going to go down very well.
Yeah, that was a really important song for us to get out before the album came out, because that's the song that kind of bridges the gap between what we did before and where we're headed creatively.
Yeah, because I remember when I popped over to see you in Sydney, you actually gave me a little sneak preview of the album, and that's one of the songs I remember really digging in the car. And you've got coming out soon, you've got Not The One?
Yeah, it's coming out, I think, next week.
Awesome.
It's a really important song to the record. It's the opening track on the album, and I kind of look at it like it's a prologue. It's where my life was when we started writing the record.
Okay, that's
cool.
At
the end of a relationship and, you know, not really knowing what's going on and where you're headed, but reflecting on everything that's happened over the past few years as it catches up with you.
Sure. So the album name, The Light That Keeps Me Awake, what is that like, Sam? And why don't you just turn it off?
Thanks, Tom. Very helpful. More helpful than any shrink I've ever had. The Light That Keeps Me Awake, I guess, is really about the album itself and what I went through, especially with writing lyrics and melodies. I stayed up all night, every night, for probably 3 months until I borderline went insane and the rest of the guys in the band basically just told me to go home and get rest. So yeah, it was really named after the experience of writing the album.
So in terms of the experience of writing the album, did that translate into over the studio? Because you were in studio for a very long time recording the album. Is that a process that you enjoy and get a lot out of, or is that kind of, does it kind of do your head in a little bit as well?
I think, and after talking to other friends who've, you know, done the whole album thing, it's really exciting going in, and after about 2 weeks, cabin fever starts to set in, and you start getting frustrated, and you start doubting yourself, and I mean, overall, I love it. I love being in the studio. I love being creative and having that freedom in such an amazing space to try out new ideas. But it definitely becomes claustrophobic over a longer period of time. And by the end of it, you just want it to be over.
Sure. So as well, another question I was wondering. Obviously, you've played over here in the UK. We used to be in bands back in the day over here. And you played a lot over there in Oz. Is the differences between the audiences, is it very different between playing in the two different countries?
Yeah, it is. I think in England, because it's such a, in terms of landmass, a much smaller country, you tend to have people centralized to the area that you're playing. Whereas over in Australia, because it's so big, people travel up to 6 hours to come watch your show.
Jeez.
Imagine
going all that way, and if you really sucked, how bad you'd feel.
Well, thanks. Now I feel bad about every show I've ever played.
No,
right?
No. You're fine. You're good. But I meant more like when you play and the audience, in terms when you're playing the show and the audience are there in front of you. If I was to blindfold you and put you in front of not blindfold you so you can see them, but teleported you in front of an English audience, you played a gig, and then, like, you know, I didn't tell you what nationality it was, would you be able to go, oh, that was English or that was Aussie?
100%, because the banter is completely different.
Okay, so like, give an example of some Aussie banter.
Well, the Australian crowds are kind of like, "Oh, go on, can."
And English crowds are more
like,
"Go on, mate,
get the fuck off the stage, you fucking dickhead."
Okay, so we're all Devo. Okay, not insulting.
That's how it's seen from Australia, right?
That's fine. That's all good. Also, Sam, I don't know if you know this. You probably do. Breakaway is actually it was the cheapest chocolate bar at my local swimming pool vending machine. It's only 15p for a breakaway bar. I don't know if that had any kind of, you know, influence on the name.
So are you inadvertently calling me cheap?
No, I'm calling you a tasty treat.
I'm not sure which one's worse.
just should know that.
Yes, I'm aware. We actually have them down in Australia as well. And I honestly think I get a text message with a picture of it at least once a week.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I might start a band and do covers of you guys and just call myself Twix.
That's a fantastic name.
Thank you.
A much more expensive chocolate.
Yeah, you know me. I like the finer things in life. I was going to say as well.
Yeah, classic ego.
So we do as well, Last Request on the show, and me and Eddie, my co-host for today, we both picked the song. The theme of Last Request is pre-drinking. I've gone for Sum 41, Fat Lip. And he's gone for Andrew WK, Party Hard. Which one would you pick?
Oh.
Go on, Sam.
I'm going to have to go with Sum 41.
Good
not
lad.
Because I'm choosing Tom as a favourite, but that is still a song that I would play when I'm pre-drinking.
So will I, Sam. So will I. I'm probably going to end it there. End it on a nice high. Lovely to hear from you. I hope it warms up a bit over there. Go get some sleep. Give my love to your lovely girlfriend Zoe and your rabbit Knox.
Will do. Thanks.
Okay,
mate.
Buddy.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to play Not the One. Can you introduce the song, please, sir?
Hey, this is Sam from Breakaway, and this is our brand new single, Not the One.
Beautiful. Good talking to you, mate.
You too, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you lying there awake? If you're wondering, I'm okay. I'm sorry that you're not the one I will love. Are you lying there awake? If you're wondering, I'm okay. I'm sorry.
What's up, guys? This is Sigala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose and Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Oosh! Oosh, and that's Breakaway.
Lovely song.
Lovely chaps. So,
did you used to be in a band with him?
Back in the day, sir, I did.
You're so cool.
I know, right?
What did you play?
I played guitar and did backing vox.
Nice.
Thank you. I have a little competition to announce. If you want to win a... reading is tough. Chance to win a pair of tickets to Henley Festival on Sunday the 9th of July... To win it, all you have to do is go to FUBAR's radio Twitter. FUBAR's radio's Twitter. Give them a follow if you haven't already and retweet the picture we're tweeting right now. People playing there. It's going to be All Saints, Melanie C, Emma Stevens, Radioactive, and many more.
And what's that? Henley?
Yeah.
So it's a bloody lovely place as well.
There you go.
Very
you're
picturesque.
Right. Well, thanks for joining me today, Eddie.
No, thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Sadly, you haven't won.
What, the poll?
The poll, life, you know, all those things. You haven't really won, but...
If looking at you is winning, then I'm more than happy.
Oh, see, nice way to end the show then. A bit lovely. So we're going to play Sum 41, A Fat Lip. Thank you very much.
Just make sure you press the right
button. I'll press the right button.
Time.
I think I've got it. I think I've got it.
Yeah.
Have a good Thursday. Bye.
Woo!
You know when, don't count on me, I'll do it.